I'm just concerned in meeting in general with everybody. If you're doing hybrid meetings or if depending on how many people you have in the room, especially since we have had a, not an outbreak, but exposures.
Okay, Ms. Poberly?
I have no concerns. I'll just wear my mask the entire time. I have no concerns. So it's not like you're gonna be touching me, right? I can wear my mask the entire time. So I have
okay, no concerns. And Ms. Nelson, the concerns of doing virtual, please.
And I'll start off by saying I understand and I don't want to downplay the concerns regarding the request to have them virtual. That's not my position. My position is regarding the ability to keep confidential the actual executive session if we use some type of virtual platform such as the Zoom meetings or the WebEx meetings. I feel that one may be a little bit more confidential than the other, but again, I don't feel 100%. Towards the end of our time of doing the executive sessions, we were doing it by conference call, so it was phone line only, and it wasn't on any of those platforms. So that's the concern that I have if we hold the executive session virtually at this time.
Commissioner,
go ahead.
If I can add to what Kim Chavez had mentioned, my opinion, to help try and stave off any further spread, for lack of a better way of describing it, of COVID, if there are opportunities for us to do virtual securely, whether it's executive sessions or just regular board meetings or special board meetings, I think at this point we'd ought to look at those opportunities and seriously consider them.
I would like to echo council's recommendation. Rather than using a virtual platform, I would make a recommendation to go back to a phone call, you know, respectful of all of us and all the staff. And certainly, I think the phone call probably would give us a little more confidentiality rather than, because, you know, these platforms, regardless, I would imagine that somewhat there is a track record of information that is being exchanged. So I really concur with Pam on this, you know, going back to a phone executive session if we must do it this way. So,
Commissioner, if I could just reiterate that, I will let you know that in regards to DHS, the state of Colorado Department of Human Services will not use Zoom platform for any meetings because of confidentiality concerns.
Yes.
And Commissioner Felix, in relation to the phone call, I think that would be a little bit more difficult today. In the past, we only had the commissioners, myself, and Phil on, and I think Kim, and I don't know, I can't remember if Christy was in on the phone calls as well, too. The problem with the phone calls is if we have enough lines to bring everybody in. If we have enough lines, that's absolutely my preferred method, is to do it by phone call. If we can get everyone in. Myself, I can only conference in myself and then two other people on two lines.
So I think so Pam, kind of Christy, Pam, Christy, Phil, and I can add at least two people onto ours as well.
To each of your phones individually?
Yes.
Oh, that would be perfect.
We could do a practice run at some point to see how many people we can get on one time.
So basically, you're saying we would all call in to a certain party line or the county phone lines? Is that what we're looking at?
We would have to figure out how to conference each of us in. It wouldn't be all of us calling one line the way I could do it. So if I wanted to conference, say, myself, you, Phil, and Commissioner Felix Lopez, I could call Phil on one line and conference in another commissioner. And then I think last time Phil conferenced in a commissioner and then had someone on his cell phone that was listening on speakerphone. But if, say, Kim could conference in someone with her and then call into Phil and he could conference in me who has another commissioner conference in, it sounds quite complicated, but I think if that's how their phones work over there, it's something we could possibly do. My concern is just making sure all the necessary people are able to participate.
Let me ask you, pose this another way. How pressing are the discussions for executive session today? And is there a timeline or deadlines on any of these issues?
There's no timelines on the issues that I asked to be put on. I asked for two of them to be put on, and I think we have definitely no concern with setting them out till the next meeting for my issues.
And I don't see anything else, Commissioner, that needs to be acted upon prior to the next meeting. Another thought would be, and I think I know the answer to this, but I don't think our phones up in chambers allow for more than one person to utilize them. If we're able to conference out of there, then maybe the thing to do is just go ahead and hold the executive sessions in person. And for anyone who isn't comfortable with that meeting, then go ahead and conference in with those people who aren't comfortable meeting face-to-face or in person.
Well, the reason why I asked that question is basically is we should have the technology to be able to all call into a phone line and take on 5 or 6 or 7 lines, call in, just like we do with that speakerphone and executive. I'm wondering if we couldn't get with Hayden and see what he couldn't do in the next 10 or 15 days regarding that, and finding a system that would work, and we could use COVID funding for that since this is a COVID-related issue, and then we can move forward without having those concerns for being WebEx or Zoom for DHS or for legal purposes as well for Ms. Nelson. I think we ought to look at that and postpone today's executive session until we can explore that option if there's nothing pressing on this.
Okay. And Hayden's also tasked with trying to get the audio and the visual installed there in the chambers for our meeting, our upcoming meeting with the DA and the health department's budget. So I'll try and track him down and see what his thoughts are about maybe putting in just even like a temporary phone system like he installed at the clerk's, in the clerk's office, to see if maybe we can't get something done like that. The problem he's running into though is he's having a huge issue getting, I believe it's CenturyLink, to what I believe the term is called port over those phone numbers in the clerk's office. So I'm going to guess he'll probably run into the same issue with our phone numbers, trying to get any of those support over. But I'll talk with him, see if he's got any ideas.
I wonder if there's not some phone system out there that you can have 5 or 6 or 10 callers call into one specific number and they can all be connected on that. And there's got to be something out there other than Zoom and all of this stuff. So, Felix, Tony, do you have any concerns on postponing this executive until we can figure out what to do?
No, that's fine. I think as long as we are, we secure the confidential aspect of the conversation and dialogue, I'm absolutely fine with it. Let's give it a few days and see what other options we can discover.
Ditto.
My main concern is the staff at this time, and I sure hate to have any of them being forced to convene in one room, and then with the connectivity is not there, and we can't hear each other moving forward, especially if there's nothing pressing at this time. So I think we know what to do moving forward, so we'll entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone this executive session and to entrust Mr. Dorenkamp and IT personnel to investigate a secure methodology via the telephonic system to proceed with executive session in the midst of this COVID crisis.
Second.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. And this time we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez? Commissioner Hess, Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.